there in the second half?
Turnovers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the game just got away from us when we turned the ball over. You know, it's a shame because we was controlling the game. You know, we didn't do a good job of managing those moments. You know, we were up six, and then we actually had some opportunities to bump the lead up, but we just didn't do a good job of managing the game at that time. You know, you got to know who you're playing against. NC State was a team of runs, so they made that run, and we just couldn't withstand it.
It seemed like you guys did a good job relative with their big guys throughout the night. DJ Burns was pretty ineffective until they got the big lead. You got him in foul trouble early. Kind of what was working on the interior defense that was letting you guys be a little more successful in there?
He might have been in bad position or something, because, you know, truth is that from a scoring standpoint, our bigs didn't really score a lot of points this evening, so I don't think that was more of him maybe than us. You know, we tried to put him in a lot of ball screens and do different things of that nature, but, the game plan wasn't necessarily to go at him. Well, it was to go at him when we're on offense, but on the defensive end, you know, he was a focal point, but he wasn't. It was more Horn than anybody. But, you know, it is a disappointing game. I'm a little disappointed. I mean, we played well enough to win in spurts, but then we just have too many moments where we just can't withstand it. Can't withstand those moments on the road.
What worked against DJ Horn in the first half? He had 9 points of 9 shots or something like that in the first half, and then the second half he got rolling. Obviously, hit a lot of free throws at the back end to pad his stats a little bit. But kind of what was the difference you saw there? Was it just them getting out of the break and getting in transition, or?
I mean, you know, they're an active team, and when those turnovers happen, you know, I mean, it's just hard. It's not a matter of what happened. We just, you know, when you turn the ball over, man, there's just nothing you can do. Like, there's, you know, you got to give yourself a shot. You know what I mean? You can't guard against that. You know, it ignites them. You know, that's what they thrive on. It's what they do. You know what I mean? So when they get a turnover and then things start multiplying, now we're playing a little bit out of control and we throw another turnover. And so in the first half, I thought that he was searching. You know, he started off strong and then he kind of tailed off. But, you know, we just did a good job. The ball going through the net, you know. And I always say you tend to play a little harder when the ball goes through the net. But, you know, again, you know, he's a good player. You know, he made baskets when they need him, so.
The gentleman in the brown sports coat tonight was with you guys, a sports psychologist. Is that right that you know, or?
Yeah, I really don't talk about Dr. Carr. He's just kind of my guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's not a guy for detail and all that. Like, I just, you know, he's been with me since I was playing in the NBA, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the way that the team plays.
Thank you. I ain't trying.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I respect that.
I imagine frustration setting in a little bit at this point. So many games, 4 points and a minute left, you're down 4 or whatever. Just can't put teams away leading in the second half. And, like, is it just a matter of you're waiting to see that maturity moment where they keep their foot down for a whole game and don't let up and don't have all the self-inflicted mistakes like you had tonight that cost you guys so much?
You know, we got to figure it out. There's only so much weight you can do, man. You only got 9 plus 1 left, so, I mean, there's only so much weight you can do. You know, so, we got to grow up fast because it's about to be over. The reality is there's a month left. And so, you know, this thing is about to be over. You know, and we got to do a better job of just, you know, it's like you got to dig a little deeper and you got to guard against your weaknesses. That's what I like to say. You know, when you're, as an athlete, man, when you're tired, you got to figure out when to rest. And usually you rest on offense and not defense. But you're an athlete, you know, if you're on offense again, you know, you got to rest there. You know, I feel like we look exhausted on defense, and then all of a sudden the ball, you know, we get the ball, and then we start running again. You know what I mean? And it's just like that's disappointing from the standpoint of, like, you got to play both ends of the floor. So.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Coach.
Sako.